The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3034. Just the other day, we were talking about how Dedra Miro, who's the ISB agent played by Denise Goff, how she was becoming more of the direct antagonist in the Andor series finally, but her target seemed to be Luthen Rael more than Cassian Andor. Well, yes, I still think that's true, but I think we have a way to go there, and there are a couple of things I want to share with you about that. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So there's something that, as I was looking through social media clips and whatnot, that came up that I thought, oh, this actually changes things a little bit, and basically, you know, seeing it kind of made a couple of pieces fall into place, and maybe it's just me, like maybe when I mentioned some of the ways these things fell into place, like it could have been obvious, maybe should have been obvious, certainly with the conversation that Cassian and Bix have in episode 7 announcement of the series. So why don't we start there? The fact that Bix tells Cassian that everybody blames Cassian for what's happening on Ferrix right now, for the Empire kicking the Preox Morlana corporate authority folks out and taking over operations on the planet, overseeing everything and whatnot, kicking people out of hotels, and I'm sure that's just the beginning of the trouble that they're causing. Everybody in that main city is blaming Cassian Andor for the whole situation. Now, I know Tim obviously already ran his mouth about it and he's not around, but that's not going to be, you know, a deterrent for anybody who wants to turn in Cassian for everything that's going on. In fact, that seems like they would be even more anxious to turn Cassian in so that way they could just push the Empire away and say, okay, look, we turned him in, we turned him over for you, so you're gonna leave us alone, right? But of course, that's not the way it's gonna work, because the Empire is gonna want to make an example of people, and because the folks on Ferrix are people who have used to doing it their own way, is what I'm trying to say. We found out from the Preox Morlana people that the folks on Ferrix were used to kind of doing things their own way, didn't like being interfered with by the corporate authority, and so I'm sure that feeling is also going to run rather deep when it comes to the Empire as well. So even if some people are going to blame Cassian, there are going to be a lot of others who will chafe against the Empire being there, and we have seen scenes that suggest there's going to be some serious civil unrest on Ferrix from teasers and trailers of the past. Now, the thing about people blaming Cassian for this and talking to the Empire about blaming Cassian, well, the reason why, like, yes, of course, that seems logical and that I should have arrived at that to begin with. But the thing that got me there, actually, was the fact that there is a clip on social, and I'll link to it at the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and in the show notes as well. But there is a clip where in one of the, you know, things, they show that ISB meeting room with all the agents around it, and the the hologram, that's what I'm starting to say, the hologram of Cassian Andor's face appears there. I am, of course, wondering whether this is how Cyril is going to get back into things, if he's going to go to the ISB with his particular obsession about Cassian Andor and think that maybe he can work his way into the ISB as a next thing, although his track record obviously is not very good for that sort of thing. However it happens, the ISB sees Cassian Andor. There's a scene where they're all looking at his hologram, so they are thinking about him very specifically. And the next thing that happens with that is that they start considering him not just for the, you know, the star path thing that got stolen from Styrogard, but for all the other things that Dedra Miro has been piecing together, all these other thefts from these random locations. The tricky thing with that is that it's probably not Cassian who's stolen these other things, but I suppose it's possible that it could be because he has gone on side missions and hasn't told Bix about some of these things. She didn't know about the Star Path, but it seems a little bit organized for him to be going to all these different places and stealing these different things to, you know, what end necessarily. It does feel like the road will eventually lead to Luthen, because if they get Cassian, they get to Luthen basically, which then of course explains why Clea is sending Vel after Cassian to clean him up as a loose end. So it's kind of ironic that Cassian, as we start episode 8, is going to be finding himself in probably the safest place he could possibly be, which is in an Imperial prison under an assumed name. I mean, if they have facial identification software somewhere, well, yeah, then that's the end of the game there. But he is away from Ferrix, he's away from Vel and from Luthen and Clea's machinations. Yeah, he is about as safe as he could possibly be. And so the real question then becomes, how long is it going to take him to break out of prison? And when he does, what choice is he going to have but to go back to Ferrix and try to reconnect with the people there? He has no ties anywhere else. And you know, there was a case of stuff that he presumably lost on the, you know, party planet there. Whether that was his entire, you know, stash of credits, we don't necessarily know. I imagine that he would be smart enough to have, you know, things in other areas, basically. And the crazy thing is that, I mean, he would have only been in there for 6 months if not for the change in the resentencing situation that is discussed at the beginning of the episode when Colonel Yularen is talking about their new prison sentencing directive and they're reevaluating all these things. That's how it gets changed from 6 months to 6 years. And so this unjust arrest and trial with no due process or anything like that that happens, which, yeah, you know, welcome to the Empire deciding to become more of itself. I don't necessarily know whether he's going to stay in for a long time in terms of the time frame inside the series. In other words, could we possibly have a time jump at the beginning of this episode? I mean, I suppose it's a possibility, but I can't imagine them leaving Cassian in prison for a whole episode. I feel like this is going to be the, you know, prison break episode because they've got to get him back into the mix. They certainly do have other plots and other characters that they can advance, but yeah, he needs to be out among everyone. And so, yeah, it would make sense to get him out of prison in episode 8. And that's why I'm wondering about a time jump, because that would give him time to figure out how to make good his escape without having it, you know, be, oh, I just got here and suddenly I know how to escape. But we will know in just a couple of days for sure. But that's what I wanted to share with you about the whole situation with Dedra Miro and her investigations and eventually targeting Luthen Rael. But she's got to go through Cassian first, it seems. And that is going to do it for this episode of the show. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.